Voters are casting ballots in the presidential primary today in a number of states: Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio, where there's also a bitter fight in the Republican Senate primary. The winner will take on Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in the fall in a race that will help determine who controls the Senate. So let's take a look around, starting in Ohio, where Karen Kessler is State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio and Television, out at polling stations in Columbus. Karen, have you been seeing more voters out for Trump and Biden or for the Senate battle on the Republican side? Can you tell?
I think it's really more the U.S. Senate race that's bringing out, especially Republican voters, because the presidential contest is decided. And while certainly there are people who are coming out to support their chosen candidate, that U.S. Senate race, especially on the Republican side, is really bringing folks out.
Yeah, and people have been bombarded by ads, we understand, from the Republican Senate candidates. There's State Senator Matt Dolan. He's considered more moderate, supported by Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine.
I know border security is national security, and that every Ohio family deserves law and order. I know our Second Amendment must be protected.
And here's an ad from Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno. He's endorsed by former President Trump.
President Trump put us on a path to prosperity. But today, China is buying our land, drugs pour through our borders, while our tax dollars flow to foreign countries.
And here's Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose.
Who can you trust to go to Washington and fight for your values, to represent Ohio's values? Who will run into battle for you? I'm Frank LaRose. I'm asking for your vote because I'll never let you down.
So, Karen, that's what it sounds like in your state. And we heard LaRose also say today on CNN that he thinks Chuck Schumer and the Democrats have been boosting Moreno, you know, the Trump pick, because they feel it will be easier for the Democrat, Sherrod Brown, to beat the Trump pick in the election. Are you seeing that?
That certainly seems to be the impression. The PAC, Duty and Country, spent $2.7 million or did an ad buy of $2.7 million that talked about Moreno, talked about how Moreno is endorsed by Trump and that Moreno is too conservative for Ohio. So that's the read that the Democratic U.S. Senate campaign thinks that Moreno is the weakest candidate against Sherrod Brown, and that's why they got into this.
Well, but according to a poll from Emerson College Polling, a Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown leads all three possible Republican opponents in a hypothetical 2024 Senate matchup. Not by wide margins, though. So just remind us his popularity there and what's at stake here.
Well, Sherrod Brown is the only Democrat who is consistently won in Ohio statewide as the state has turned more Republican over the last decade or so. He has a lot of money going into this race as well. He's got, basically, when you add up the other three opponents who are running today, Moreno, LaRose, and Dolan, Sherrod Brown has more money than they do combined. So he's definitely gearing up for a tough race. He's told me that he expects it to be the toughest reelection campaign that he's had. But it seems like there's a readiness for it. And we just have to find out today who of these three candidates are going to be in on the fall ballot.
Will you also be seeing, you know, how significant a Donald Trump endorsement will be?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really interesting to note that the two leaders in this race, who are Moreno and Dolan, they're backed by different Republicans. Moreno is backed by Trump, backed by Ohio's other Senator J.D. Vance, who Trump endorsed in 2022, which vaulted him to the lead in a seven-way primary and then the win. But then on the other side is Dolan, who is supported by Governor Mike DeWine, and former Senator Rob Portman. So it's kind of the establishment versus, I guess, MAGA.
Yeah, proxy wars here. Karen Kessler, State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio and Television. We'll be watching with you. Thank you.
It's great to talk to you. Thanks.
And moving to Arizona, a state that Biden won narrowly in 2020 by less than half a percentage point. Ben Giles is political editor for KJZZ. He joins us now from Phoenix. Ben, welcome.
Hello.
So, Ben, President Biden is actually due to be campaigning there today. How important is Arizona to him?
Well, Arizona is now one of those crucial swing states for the president. He picked up the state's 11 electoral college votes 4 years ago. That was a big deal in Arizona because a Democrat hadn't won the state's presidential election for a couple of decades before that.
Right.
So President Biden is going to be here, I think, a lot. I think it's telling that he's coming for today, our presidential preference election. I think it's telling that he's going to be campaigning in Arizona. The vice president was here just last week as well.
Now, there have been efforts at a protest vote against Biden, you know, all over the country. But there in Arizona, some activists have called for people to vote for the long-shot Democratic candidate, Marianne Williamson, who's been calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. How are voters feeling about Biden, and how much of a protest vote are you expecting?
You know, it's likely not going to be too significant. I should explain, in other states, there's an option for an uncommitted vote, or there's an option to write in uncommitted or something to that effect. Arizona doesn't have an uncommitted option. Arizona doesn't have a write-in option. So some activists who are pushing for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza are calling for votes for Marianne Williamson, but they just made the announcement that they were launching that campaign last week, and early voting was already well underway. So we'll certainly be looking at the results tonight to see if there is maybe a statistically significant portion of people who opted for Williamson instead of Biden, but I'm not expecting it to be a huge surge of a protest.
And on the Republican side, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, still on the ballot, even though they have officially dropped out. How much of a protest vote are you expecting against Trump? How do voters feel there?
Well, one of the things that that I did last week was I tried to find voters who are specifically turning out for the Republican primary, even though they're independents. Independents aren't technically allowed to participate in this presidential preference election, but there's nothing illegal about them re-registering with either political party to cast a vote to nominate a presidential candidate. I spoke with one voter who did just that. She was an independent. She re-registered as a Republican to cast a vote for Nikki Haley, and she made it clear to me that that was as much a vote against former President Donald Trump as it was for Haley.
And just finally, Arizona is a border state. Immigration, obviously a big issue there. What other major issues are voters talking about?
Well, certainly the economy is always going to be an issue. I also think election denialism will continue to play both in the presidential race and a very close U.S. Senate race we're watching here.
And Ben, that Republican Senate primary between Kerry Lake and Mark Lamb will be later this summer ahead of that very closely watched Senate race in the fall. We'll have you back to talk about it all. Ben Giles, political editor at KJZZ in Phoenix, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, now to Florida, where there's a Republican primary today. Former President Trump won the state in 2020 by just under 4 percentage points, but higher than his 2016 margin. But as Deepa just mentioned, doesn't a former rival work in Florida, and he's on the ticket there? Joe Burns is a reporter for WMFE. He's at the First Baptist Church of Ocala polling station. And Joe, I'm referring, of course, to your governor, Ron DeSantis, still on the ballot, even though he's dropped out. So what are you seeing at polling places? Are there crowds? Are there signs?
Oh, my, it is so dead, Robin.
This always happens. What do you think?
Well, as one voter said, you know, the race feels locked up for Donald Trump. Now, some voters are turning out, and they're turning out, some of them, to show their enthusiasm and their support for Trump. But the turnout is quite low.
Well, let's speak to one. She's Jeanine Ordway, voting for Trump, even though he's already the presumptive nominee, as you said.
Even though it's quote unquote locked up, it's just an act of my will to just say I stand for something strong, and I want my country back, and that's why I'm here.
And you also heard from Cheryl Lindstrom, who is not supporting Trump.
There were other names on the ballot, and so I never miss an election. And I had an opportunity to vote for someone else besides the candidate that I don't support.
Now, she didn't tell you who that someone is, but as we said, DeSantis is on the ballot. Have his supporters, do we know, come over to Trump? You know, what's your sense of how voters are feeling about Trump right now?
Well, I think a lot of the governor's supporters were already going to vote for Trump, and that is one of the problems that Ron DeSantis faced in Florida.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them are going over to Trump, absolutely. There's enthusiastic support among Republicans in general for Donald Trump in Florida.
Yeah. Well, and again, they, as you said, that enthusiasm may not be showing up where you are because they feel it's such a lock. Well, you've been following different voting approaches. So let's talk about that. In 2020, Republicans made a number of false claims about mail-in voting. It is legal. It is secure. Experts say it doesn't result in fraud. Everybody's taken a look at this. But Republicans in Lake County have been discouraging vote by mail. Next door, we understand in Sumter County, they've been embracing vote by mail. So what do these approaches tell you about how that might or might not be an issue in the fall?
You know, I think those counties right next to each other, both of which contain part of the Village's retirement community, those Republican parties, that really shows the impact of discouraging vote by mail, because the turnout, the early vote turnout has been much higher in Sumter County and pretty much dismal in Lake County, where the Republican leadership there has just attacked the supervisor of elections. He's a Republican, very conservative Republican.
You know, I got to say, Joe, it's interesting because I thought we heard a lot about how Republicans seem to have learned from the last go-round that if you tell people that voting is a fraud or something doesn't work, they won't do it, and those are your voters.
That does seem to be illustrated by what's happening in Lake County.
Yeah, apparently haven't learned the case. Got just a half a minute here. Tell me one big issue besides, you know, wanting to take our country back. Just one thing that people are concerned about.
Well, I think immigration is huge in Florida.
Yeah.
And there's been a relentless attack on Biden, and I think that's reflected in a lot of Republican attitudes.
Yeah. Joe Burns, a very lonely reporter for WMFE at polling stations in Orlando. But thank you for your earnest attempt. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.